This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. As we face threats from foreign animal diseases worldwide, livestock groups are working hard to improve the traceability of where animals have been moving across the country. This information helps detect disease origins and helps us contain problem areas quickly. We'll talk about what's been going on and what kind of movements are being made with the folks of the U.S. Meat Export Federation next.
There are so many decisions that go into being a successful soybean farmer. Plant date, row spacing, water management, crop rotation, soil temperature, cover crop, soil pH, nutrients, water conditions. Whew. At least becoming a farmer member of the Iowa Soybean Association is one straightforward decision in your life. If you market at least 250 bushels of soybeans annually, ISA's farmer membership is available at no additional cost thanks to your soy checkoff investment. Just activate or confirm online and start reaping the benefits. It's a no-brainer. The Iowa Soybean Association proudly celebrates 60 years of moving our industry forward.
At the latest USMEF meetings in Kansas City, Gene Noem with the U.S. Meat Export Federation's Executive Committee talked about what's being done about the traceability options in foreign animal disease control. And he says that this is something producers have to be concerned with as well as livestock groups.
What's really important for us is preparing to be able to recover. And to recover means if we've got a foreign animal disease or something significant that's getting an ilk of regulatory, that we have to be prepared. Prepared means that you have a tool for ensuring good, reliable traceability data. Traceability data can be housed in a what we call a centralized database or a database of record. And that database of record can serve a couple of functions for the swine industry in particular. We've got two things we want to achieve in the case of a foreign animal disease event.
Noem talks about the SHIP program that was developed at Iowa State University with funding from the National Pork Board and the Pork Checkoff.
One is give reliable, accurate data, really timely to regulators to be able to identify where the disease is and help stomp it out. The other one is, you know, I'm 1,000 miles away from where the disease is. I could still continue have continuity of business. And so the U.S. industry, with the help of some leaders from Iowa State and funding from the Pork Board, have established a program called the U.S. SHIP program. U.S. SHIP stands for Swine Health Improvement Program. And that one has an element of traceability, premise ID, where did pigs come from, who do I contact, all those kinds of things. And then also just some routine monitoring to ensure what I'm using air quotes, freedom of. If we can have that program in place across the nation, wherever the disease isn't, we have a better chance of maintaining continuity of business.
Of course, when you're talking about containment, that all comes down to something called regionalization. And Noem says that that is a very important part of any traceability program.
I'm going to use an example elsewhere to say how it could work here, because some of the countries that have been exposed to African swine fever have worked with the USDA and other trading partners to create this concept of regionalization. This is the area where it ain't, if you will. And we need to figure out a way to mimic that here in the United States. The dairy industry is really interested in traceability. The beef industry, as a result of what's going on in the dairy industry, is really interested in traceability. I'm not going to pretend that there aren't a lot of people in the industry that are saying, you want to know what about my farm? We got a long road to hoe here by the fact that we've got to gain confidence that information is going to be confidential, going to be secure, and it's going to be used by only the parties that we say it's going to be used by. And that is a confidence builder. So this database of record and how it houses data is really important.
We know that traceability and disease control is something that's going to be talked about a lot next week at World Pork Expo in Des Moines. So be listening to the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network from coverage from that event. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.